101.5. Here's Holly with what's trending in Tampa Bay.
All right, we've got a Tampa Bay train wreck for you, and it is a doozy.
So ready for this.
All right, now this happened in the Fort Myers area, so it's really not too far from us, okay? There is this hair salon, the Jean Nicole Hair Salon, and they told deputies that they feared for their life on Monday. Oh. There was this woman, her name's Tracy, who, and I don't know why. I mean, I scoured the internet for the why in this story. I didn't find it, but... Mm. Somehow she became unhinged. That's the word that everybody used. Unhinged at the salon on Monday, stormed out, grabbed her things, and left the shop. Now she went to her car, came back moments later in a rage, and threw herself against the glass window. Then she went back to her car, came back with an item, and looked like she was going to beat in the door because the employees and everybody locked the door of the salon. She's about to beat the door in. Then she switches directions. She goes to hit a car that had a dog in it. Then she goes to another car. Finally, the deputies pull up. So I have a couple of questions. What was she wielding to try to attack the door with? And for bonus points, what did she do in the back of the cop car?
Producer Ryan, what did she have and what did she do in the back of the cop car?
She had... a shop vac.
Oh!
She's getting ready to clean her car.
Nice.
And they messed up her hair and it ruined her whole day.
Yeah.
Timing was off, you know, can't clean the car.
Right.
And then in the back of the cop car, she peed.
Ooh.
All right.
I'm going to say, Holly, she had one of those old-fashioned bar club things. Remember the ones that you would put on your steering wheel?
Yes, that lock.
Yeah.
Okay.
That someone couldn't steal your car.
I feel like we're going to need to put a picture of that somewhere for the people that have never seen this contraption.
She had one of those, and I'm going to go with Ryan. I think she peed in the back of the cop car.
Okay. Well, both of you are off, although shop vac... That's a good guess.
It's
I don't know. I like that. It's just creative. No, she actually had a machete.
Oh!
Oh!
Because who doesn't travel with a machete? Like, the amount of...
Isn't this another machete? What's the other one we had the other day?
There was another one. Like, that's what my next comment was going to be. Why in Florida are we walking around with machetes in our car?
That's the Florida thing, is the machete.
Listen, we have lots of trees. Like, in the back of my townhouse, Chateau Oprah, it's like a jungle. So sometimes you need a machete to get through everything.
I think I'm going to go get one right after the show.
Yeah.
Is there, like, a BOGO? Because now I feel like I need one.
We get a bulk discount. We'll do
machetes.
A Miguel and Holly family member order. We'll just get everybody that ever wants to order one.
Yes.
Instead of Miguel and Holly stickers, we're going to get Miguel and Holly machetes and
give
them out.
We're going to brand them. Yes. Oh my gosh, this is like, we got to take this to the promotions people. Okay. Anyway, so it was a machete that she popped out with. And then when she was in the back of the car, she didn't just pee.
Number two. There we go.
Well, I was going to go with that, but.
that's what she did.
I said but.
I know. That's funny. Okay. Now, in other news that's trending in Tampa Bay, I wanted to talk about, it's sort of like a would you rather, because the question is circulating online, is whether you would give up the internet forever, the internet, the whole internet, for $1 million.
Mm.
And I think it's because the internet actually turned 30 years old this week.
Gotcha.
And so everyone's like, oh, what would it be like without the internet? And so now that's where we got this question. Would you live without the internet for someone to give you $1 million?
Yes. I would.
What?
I would, because then I could take that money and do other things with it. And I'm assuming that it doesn't apply to, like, if you start a business and your business has to do social media stuff on the internet. But for me personally, absolutely. Buy Instagram, buy Facebook, buy.
But would you have someone else handle your business for you then? Because you wouldn't be able to be on.
Yeah, definitely. Like, you have a social media person for the business.
Right.
So you just can't get on and be like, ooh, I'm going to post this story about me and my new business.
That's true.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
Producer Ryan, would you?
I'm still tossing it over here. I'm trying to think of all the good things about
like,
the internet.
No, I meme people all the time. You can't see any new dank memes.
I don't know. $1 million is not a lot nowadays.
If you invest it right, you can.
He said dank memes, though.
I might be able to make it there by myself, though.
True. But I just want the easy way out, so I'll just take the money.
Okay.
Just give me the money.
All right, so good question for you to ask your friends. That's what's trending in Tampa Bay with Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
It is 7:35, and we got to check in with Scotty the Body to find out where he is in Tampa Bay so you can win these Last Chance Travis Scott tickets, and we'll do that right before Blown Off. But after, they went on a coffee date.
Yeah.
And Trey felt that there were super vibes going on between him and Ashlyn. He then invited her over for a low-key night at his house.
Oh, see, that's where it goes down.
But he thinks there's one thing that happened at the house that maybe he can understand why she didn't call him back. So we got to go over that to find out why he's been blown off. We'll do that at 7:45.
Hot 101.5.